In southern Gaza, the Israeli offensive in Khan Yunis is now threatening the biggest hospital still functioning there. Separately, medicines are being sent into Gaza for Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. It's an exchange for more aid for Palestinian civilians under a deal mediated by Qatar. We've been speaking to the Director of Communications with the UN agency which provides assistance to Palestinian refugees, UNRWA, Juliet Tuma. I began by asking her what the situation is now with medical and other humanitarian aid, particularly in southern Gaza.
So I've come back myself from Gaza, where I visited the south and the middle areas, and the situation is absolutely desperate. While we have seen an increase in the supplies, the humanitarian supplies, especially wheat flour, there continues to be a shortage in medical supplies and in medicine, especially for chronic diseases. And there's in the south, people continue to be displaced. Some of them have been displaced multiple times. I mean, all you could see as we were driving around is this sea of structures, these two wooden poles covered with a piece of plastic that have become home to hundreds of thousands of people spread across the southern Gaza.
Now, there is, of course, people will know, an agreement, I think it was brokered by Qatar, to get further aid into Gaza, and that's it's reported has arrived in Egypt. What sort of volumes of aid are involved here, and what difference is it going to make?
Look, any additional humanitarian aid into Gaza is going to be very welcome because, like I said, the situation is desperate and people are in need and they depend for their survival on humanitarian assistance, also because the markets are closed. So there needs to be an increase in the delivery of humanitarian supplies. The process itself needs to be much smoother, but there also needs to be more commercial supplies allowed into the Gaza Strip so that the markets can reopen, so that people can start buying what they need rather than fully depend on the humanitarian operation.
So, for example, the Palestinian Red Crescent talking about 146 trucks in this latest operation. Now, that sounds like a significant convoy, but it's really just a fraction, presumably, of what's needed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the baseline for us should always be the 500 trucks that Gaza used to get every single day before the war started. Now, we are never reaching this number. And meanwhile, the humanitarian needs on the ground continue to massively increase with the constant and multiple displacement, with the ongoing bombardment, with the siege that has been ongoing, with the lack of commercial supplies. So there needs to be much more.
Hundreds of thousands of people, of course, have gathered near to Rafah, to the crossing from Gaza into Egypt. What are their living conditions like, Juliet? We've seen the destruction of homes and apartment buildings. How are these people living?
Very, very poorly. Very poorly. I mean, they mostly live in these structures covered literally with a plastic sheet. There's others, but much less, who live in tents. These structures are spread everywhere, even in the middle of the street. The streets are so congested in Rafah that you can barely drive a car because there's these the people are walking around and there's these structures literally on the middle of the road. And there could be, like, I went to one of these structures, 26 people live in their tiny, tiny little place. And one of them was sleeping on the concrete because there was not enough mattresses. There were children who were very cold because there were not enough blankets. They haven't washed for weeks, and there are not toilets in these because it's an open area. Imagine you just live in the open. Sometimes you live on sand because it's very close to the sea. Appalling and really inhumane conditions. These are not living conditions meant for humans.
And of course, it's the middle of winter, perhaps not as severe maybe in that part of the world as elsewhere, but still conditions all the more testing because of the time of year.
It gets quite cold at night, and people don't have enough to keep them warm. But it does get cold, and it had just rained before I arrived. So there's these puddles of water mixed with sewage. This is also where people cook whatever they can get to prepare meals. Very, very unhealthy conditions and unsanitary conditions.
So the call from UNRWA then remains an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to allow aid to be brought to people and to allow these conditions to be dealt with.
Oh, absolutely. More urgent than ever. 3.5 months almost of this brutal war, a very tight siege. The siege is a silent killer of people in Gaza. This has got to stop for the sake of everyone, wherever they are.